Oh man, you have to remember the moment of pain, as you have very little time, very little time. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Dukkha Vali Gardhi, page 229. You are engrossed in the business of the world. You were supposed to remember, but you have forgotten God. Without the Nam, your life will be ruined. You have very little time. Mother, father, sister, brother, no one comes near you. In the court of the Lord, there is no support except the Master. Every single moment is going to be counted. You have very little time. In the womb of the mother, you lived hung upside down. Do not forget how you were protected there. The Master protects your honor from beginning to end. You have very little time. O beloved Satguru, forgive our faults. O giver Sawan, forgive our sins. Listen to Ajab. It is his hearty plea. You have very little time. O man, you have to remember the moment of pain, as you have very little time. Very little time. Dukkha Vali Gardhi, page 229.
Dukkha Vali Gardhi Bande Rakhne Tayyar Hai Tori Moon Yaad Hai Ji Tori Moon Yaad Hai Dukkha Vali Gardhi Bande Rakhne Tayyar Hai Tori moon yaad hai ji, tori moon yaad hai. Duniya de dandiya ch ho ya galatanu, rakna si yaad bhul gaya bhagwan tu. Duniya de dandiya ch hoya galatan tu rakna si yaad bhul gaya bhagwan tu naam to bagair jind hone barbaad hai tori moon yaad hai ji tori moon yaad hai Dukkha Vali Gardhi Bande Rakhne Tayyar Hai Tori Moon Yaad Hai Ji Tori Moon Yaad Hai Mata Pita Behan Bhai Paas Aave Koi Na Guru To Bagair Vich Dar Gade Doi Na माता पिता बिन बाई पास आवे कोई ना गुरु तो बागे विच डर गादे दोई ना पाल पाल चिन्ह चिन्ह होना हिसाब है तोरी मून याद है जी तोरी मून याद है Dukkha Vali Gardhi Bande Rakhne Tayyar Hai Tori Moon Yaad Hai Ji Tori Moon Yaad Hai Mata De Garab Vich Put Ho Gaye Vasiya Chetana Bula Bhi Teri Kite ਤੇਰਾ ਕੀਆ ਮਾਤਾ ਦੇ ਗਰਭ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੁੱਤ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਵਾਸੀਆ ਚੇਤਨਾ ਬੁਲਾਵੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਕੀਤੇ ਉਹ ਤੇਰਾ ਕੀਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇ ਜ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਆਦ ਤੋ ਜੁਗਾਡ ਹੈ ਤੋੜੀ ਮੂਨ ਯਾ हे जी तोरी मुन याद है Dukkha vale gare bande rakne te yaad hai. Tori mune yaad hai ji, tori mune yaad hai. Basare maaf kari sat guru karya. Bakasho guna sare savan dataria. Basare maaf kari sat guru karya. Bakasho guna sare savan dataria. Suniyo ajab diye dili fariyaad hai. Tori mune yaad hai ji, tori mune yaad hai. Dukkha vale gari bande rakne tan yaad hai. Tori mune yaad hai.
You are engrossed in the business of the world. You are supposed to remember, but you have forgotten God. Without the Nam, your life will be ruined. You have very little time. Oh man, you have to remember the moment of pain, as you have very little time, very little time. We have one announcement. We're going to have a Save a Morning. It'll be this coming Saturday, November 5th. This is the annual fall leaf raking festival. And putting flower gardens to bed, brush cutting, weeding of invasive vines, etc. So we'll begin around 8:30 to 9 and end at noon with refreshments. So please join in. It's always lovely to see everyone. And bring a tool if you can. Bring a rake, bring a trowel, bring clippers, whatever you think could work for what you hope to do. So let us know by Thursday, by phone or email, if you plan to come. Thanks. All right, we'll continue in a talk that Master Kripal gave at Bases Hall in Hollywood. He gave the talk December 11th, 1963, and it was called What is True Living? It's published in the May 1983 Sanpani magazine. And the talk was given largely aimed at a number of initiates, new initiates, just initiated that morning. So, continuing, Master says, so it is a great privilege to be put on the way, to be initiated. It's no ordinary thing. It is the special grace of God. The very same thing that people could not have after many long years, you get on the very same day. Previously, the Masters used to prepare men first, and only when they were ready, they gave them something. But the times have changed. Also in those times, the initiates had to live with the master for months and years. So now the times have changed. Now masters give the initiates something within to start with. And they also take on the duty of making them by giving them a self-introspection report to keep and submit at regular intervals. So this is the first advice that his mother gave to Gopi Chand. That's a story that Master used to tell about Gopi Chand, who was a seeker and a renunciate. And she said, well, you're going out on this life, so I'll give you three pieces of advice. The first is that you must always remain in a strong fort. And he answered, well, mother, there's no place like that to live in. Sometimes you have to sleep on the roadside. And she said, always look to live under the custody of your master. That's a very strong fort. So back to where we were reading. So this is the first advice that his mother gave to Gopichand. And the second advice was, always sleep on very soft, very nice and elegant beds. And then again, Gopichand told his mother, well, mother, there's no place to sleep. We might have to sleep on stones and on the bare earth. How can you say that we should have very fine, very soft beds? Then she told him, well, look here. Don't go to sleep unless sleep overtakes you. When sleep overtakes you, there's no question of whether you're lying on stones or earth or in a bed. So these were two pieces of advice given by the mother to her son. And the third thing she said was, and what should you eat? Eat the very best dishes, very delicious dishes. Then again he asked his mother, well, dear mother, how can we, when we are begging alms, somebody will give us dry bread. Sometimes we won't even get anything to eat. How can you say that we should always have a very rich diet, very delicious dishes? Then his mother told him, look here, don't eat unless you feel very hungry. Do you see? Very hungry. When you're very hungry, even grams that you eat, a gram is a kind of bean in India, even the grams that you eat will taste delicious. So these are the three pieces of advice given by the mother of Gopichand to her son. If you live up to them, you will find how much good they carry. Live up to the sayings of the masters. They say, have pure lives. They say, let your earnings be honest. They say, just have good lives, good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. And they say, always have the sweet remembrance of God. On spiritual health depends the life of mind and body both. The health of mind and body both. You've been given something for spiritual health. That is the bread of life. And that bread of life and water of life is the light and sound principle of God. That is the true food for bread. You have to give your body something to eat, but we are not born to eat. Eating is made for us. It is said by way of a parable that the things that we eat and drink complained to the God of nourishment, that people, they eat us too much, very relentlessly. And the God of nourishment said, all right, those that eat more than is required for them, you eat them up. Do you see? If you eat what is digested, it will give you strength. If you eat too much, it will give. If you eat too much, it is not digested, and it flares up diseases in us. If you have pure lives, normal lives, as required by scriptures, and live on hard-earned money, then you will find that your body will also be all right. Nature has a curative power. Our soul has a curative power. Doctors simply help us to clear the way. That's all. When you leave it to nature, the soul has the curative power that cures all diseases of itself. So these were the three instructions that were given by the mother of Gopichand on how to live his life. You will find, never step out of the commandments of what the masters say. If you just carry this out and live within the four walls of the teachings of the masters, you will develop from day to day. And what do the masters say further? They say, silence is golden. Speak as little as possible. Silence is golden. Speak as little as possible. When you speak, speak in the most kind and gentle manner. Don't lose your temper over anything. Always keep your tongue under control. So this is one thing. The wound given by a sword will be healed in a month or so, but the wound given by the tongue is not healed. All through life, whenever you remember it again, it becomes fresh. So these are the things that we have to look after. Masters tell us, just fill one half of your stomach with food, one fourth with water, and leave one fourth vacant, empty. The more you keep the stomach empty, the more therein you will find the light of God developed. We eat more than what is required, generally. We eat too much. We die of too much eating rather than of hunger. Just consider, that is why the masters tell us this. I circulated in one of my circulars, simplify, simplify, and simplify. Live in a simple way. You won't need to earn more money. You'll not have to cut the throats of others. Even from our hard-earned money, after what you have spent, what is legitimate, you can share with others. Generally, you say, we cannot live within our earnings. Well, where do they go? They are spent only on things which are not really required by us. So, man becomes an angel by eating less, by not eating too much, and he becomes a beast by eating too much. Too much eating and sleeping clouds the inner vision, and overeating always makes one feel sleepy and sluggish. The less we sleep, the more spiritual progress we make. One man came to a master in India named Shivbratlal. And he came to America too, some time back, I think about 60, 50 years ago. So one man came to him and complained, I've got a headache. He said, look to your stomach. Now, these are disciples coming and complaining about their trouble in meditation. Another man came up and said, when I sit in meditation, I feel drowsy and sluggish. And he said, take care of your belly. A third man came and said, my mind is not under control. Then he said, look to your belly. So eating is made for us. We are not made for eating. These are little, little things which, if you act up to them, you'll find to be of much help. Daily, find some period of silence. And night is the best portion of the day for that. The 10th guru of the Sikhs tells us, the night is your lonely place. Those who have utilized their nights have become saints. They have become gods. And students have become scholars with the best use of the night, the right use of what it is. Those who have spoiled their nights have spoiled their lives. If we go to shows and have company and other engagements at night, up to 11, 12, 1, 2 o'clock, how can we progress in any way? A student who has burned the midnight oil becomes a scholar. A lover of God, who has put in his nights in the best remembrance of God, taking in that all solitude, he becomes a saint. So silence is best. Then, we also have to take up solitude. Try to live alone as much as possible. Quote, cease from men, live above thee, unquote. Just mix with others as required. Sometimes we simply, for enjoyment's sake, waste time, kill time. And then we complain that we've got no time. Out of 24 hours, you will find that the amount of time you put into your daily earnings is, say, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, but not more in any case. And then you've got 12 hours at your disposal. Give to sleep, say, 5 hours, 6 hours. 6 hours is due to it. And give 2 more hours to your eating, drinking, this thing and that. Even then, you've got 4 hours at your disposal. When people say we've got no time, they have to adjust themselves. Time has not to come from anywhere else. It's already there. We have to just adjust ourselves to it. And you will find that the fewer wants we have, the happier we are. So cut down your wants. Cut down your desires. Whatever subject you take up, put in more time towards it. You'll become a good scholar, a good scientist, a good lover of God, or good in any line that you take up. For that, as I told you, a pure moral life is required. As I told you, truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. A man is known only by how others find him. If you are true, you are helping, you are good, and you set a good example, others will follow you. They will not even give you credit, but they will give the credit to the school to which you belong, to the master to whom you are connected. For this, there's one principle to be followed, and that principle is, perform no action in secret except prayers. If anything requires secrecy, abandon it at once. Deeds of darkness are always committed in the dark. Do nothing which, after being done, leads you to tell lies. And don't desire evil for anyone, irrespective of his creed or color, even in thought, word, and deed. Because thoughts are more potent. Just help some poor person, as he, that's capital H, meaning the master or God, he is in all. And do not hurt anyone by word and deed. These are the things which go to help us. Always think that the God power is residing within you and watching your every action. This is the first thing. And the second is, don't transcend the commandments given by him for you to live up to. If you do that, Kabir says, you are not to be afraid in the three worlds, here and hereafter. So with all these things, devote regular time, mornings and evenings, to your practices, and do it fully, just like a child who has no wisdom, simply out of love. Go to the lap of the father or the mother. Leave off all your wisdom and leave everything aside. Go lovingly. In the evening, remove your evil daily life. Like a strict judge, try to weed out all the imperfections that you have from day to day. Even robbers have become saints, I tell you. I met with such like robbers, who were the heads of the dacoits. They took initiation, and now they're putting in 6 hours a day meditation. They even brought other bandits and recommended them for initiation. so man can change. There's hope for everybody. Every saint has his past, and every sinner a future. Mind that, see no evil, hear no evil, talk no evil, and think no evil. If you follow these things, you will progress from day to day, and especially those people who are made group leaders. They should set an example for others who are coming on the way. They have not yet become masters, I tell you. We're all on the way. We may be selected as a master. It is for God, I mean, to worry about whom he should give to continue the work. It's not our job, you see. We may be selected as a master, but we should live up to what the masters say. Those who live, they are selected as one. I wish each one of you to become ambassadors of truth. But that you can become only when you live up to what you say. The diaries are meant for a very noble purpose. If you live up to them, as I told you, that is, if you live up to them, as I told you, send me your diaries blank. I will accept them. Blank diaries I will accept. But how long will you continue sending me blank diaries? You would not dare to send them blank every month. You'll feel morally that you're not doing right. You'll come around. I tell you, the diaries are not to be sent to the police station or to be broadcasted. They're meant for your own purpose, so that you may know what the shortcomings in you are, and further, to weed them out one by one. They are sent to me only for the purpose of guidance, wherever necessary. Because Rome was not built in a day, time factor is necessary. As I told you, these are a few of the words which come out of my heart to you all whom I hold dear the most. You are all more dear to me than my own sons, my own family. I wish you progress spiritually. You have the man body by the grace of God. And by the grace of God, you've been given a contact with God that you have to develop with due regard to the self-introspection, which will come up by keeping regular diaries sent to me at regular intervals, say quarterly. If you live up to it, everything will be cleared. I tell you honestly. If you sit by a fire, all cold will go. If you sit by ice, all the heat will go. If your soul comes into contact with the light and sound principle, all doubts will go. Doubts and other things arise because we don't live up to what we say. So these are the few words I'm telling you at the time that I am with you physically. I may not be able to see you, or you may not be able to see me physically, but the God power, which is the true master, now resides with you and, quote, shall never leave you until the end of the world, unquote. It will take you to the true Father, and the true Father will take you to the wordless state of God. My best wishes are with each one of you. I wish you progress. This is the highest thing that I had in my life, with the grace of God. And through the grace of God, working through my master, I have passed it on to you. Live up to them and derive the full benefit of this golden opportunity which God has given you. So, with best wishes to you all, I will be leaving tomorrow for Tustin. Those people who would like to come, I'll be too glad. And about the 20th, I will have to leave for Dallas and to other parts of the U.S., then go on to Panama and South America. And after that, God willing, I may go back to India. But my heart, you are always on my mind. Keep regularly in touch with me through your diaries. If anything comes up that's very urgent, a life and death problem, you can write to me even before. But my real pleasure will go to you when you live up to this. You may be proud of me, but I will be proud of you if only you become what I want. I want each one of you to become like myself, or more than me, I would say. This is the truth that has been given to you. Well, live up to it, and don't be misguided. All the scriptures tell us about that which has been given to you, an experience thereof with the grace of God. If you find anything puzzling to you, please write to me. If I find that that truth is more than what has been given to you, I will also follow you. This is what my master used to say. He said, "The truth has been given to you. If you find any more truth, take it up and tell me, and I will also go there." We are all after truth, you see. So I thank you all. You can meet me tomorrow or today when leaving, and my best wishes will always remain with you. That concludes that satsang. And we will now read some more in a talk that Sanchi gave in Rajasthan in March of 1978. This is from the October 1982 Sanpani and was called "There Is Nothing in Hypocrisy." And Sanchi is going to be commenting on a bani of Kabir. So continuing, Sanchi says, and he's going to be referring to a practice or tradition in India of a sacred thread. So he says, "Then Guru Nanak Sahib describes the sacred thread which the Brahmins or the pundits give to people. He says, they take ordinary cotton and they make it thin and they make a thread out of it. Then the pundit comes and makes it a sacred thread. Then they kill a boar and they enjoy eating it and the ceremonies are done. Then people say, today we had a celebration because he has got a sacred thread. After some months or years, that thread gets dirty and old, and they throw it away and get a new one. Then Nanak says, if the thread were made according to what I have told you before, that men should be gracious, contented, celibate, and pure, if the man is wearing that kind of thread, it will never break." And then he said, "What should we have done? What are the things which you should have said? What are the things that you should have controlled?" He said, "You didn't put the thread around. You didn't control the organ of lust and the organs of senses. Using the tongue, you kept on eating good food. Using the organ of lust, you enjoyed lust. Using the organ of sight, you saw many beautiful faces, and you didn't see God. Such a person who has not put the thread around all these things, what happens? The Lord of Death spits on his face and says to him, "Why didn't you do the devotion of God when you were given such a good opportunity?" And at the time of death, when we leave this world and go to the Lord of Judgment, all these organs of senses, which we are misusing now, they will go and tell him, "He misused us." At that time, they will never take our side. The eyes will say, "He was supposed to use us for seeing God, but he didn't do that, and instead he used us for seeing beautiful faces and the things of the world." And the tongue will say, "He used me in tasting good food and delicious things, and he didn't use me for repeating the name of God." In the same way, all the other organs will also speak against him, and the Lord of Death will give us a very hard time. And he will also tell us, "Why didn't you do the real thing which you were supposed to do?" And of all these outward things which we are doing in this world, nothing will go with us, because they exist only as long as our bodies. That is why he says, "Why are you wasting your life and your time by doing all these hypocritical things?" Those who are performing rites and rituals and outward things, they are called sadhus. The last time the population of India was counted, it came out that there were 52 lakhs, that is, 5,200,000 sadhus. If they were real sadhus, if India had that many real sadhus, then the condition of this world would be something different from what we are seeing now. Kabir says, "Just as you cannot find tigers in groups, you cannot find many tigers at one place, and you cannot find many swans at one place, and you cannot find rubies in tons. In the same way, you cannot find sadhus, the real saints, in groups. You will only find a few." That is why Kabir Sahib says here, "O sadhu, there is nothing in hypocrisy. The hypocrite will suffer the pain of 84 lakhs births and deaths. And that is why you should search within yourself for God." Once, Guru Hari Rai, seventh guru of the Sikhs, was leaving some place with some of his disciples, and on the way, there was a snake. The snake was still alive, it was still in the body, but he couldn't move, and his body was being eaten up by many ants there. So one of his disciples asked Guru Hari Rai, "Why is this snake suffering? Why are the ants eating his flesh, even though he is in the body, even though he is still alive, and he cannot do anything? Why is he suffering such pain?" And Guru Hari Rai smiled, and then he said, "This was a false master, and he is suffering for the deeds which he did in his past life, because he was not commissioned by God, and he did not have any power to liberate the souls. But still, he acted as a master, and he took money and all sorts of things from his disciples. And all these ants which you are seeing are the disciples of that false master. Now, both of them, both the false master and the disciple, are paying for their bad karma because he has come in the body of that snake. But he has taken things from the disciples, and now he has to give them back. That is why he is paying them with his own body, and he is still alive, but he cannot do anything to remove the pain. And the ants are eating his flesh, and he is feeling much pain, but he cannot remove it. He cannot do anything about it, because he is supposed to bear this karma. And the disciples also, because they didn't search for the real one, and they came to the false one, and they were not sincere, that is why they are also suffering. So he said, this is the condition of the false masters. The people who act as if they were one with God, but inside they are nothing. Many times I have said that the prostitute is much better than the false master, because the prostitute sits openly in the market and everybody knows what she is doing. She's not deceiving anybody. The prostitutes have something like a sign saying that they are doing this business. Whatever they do, that is made very clear to the people. They don't deceive anybody. But the false masters pretend as if they are giving something to the souls, but on the other side, because they are not capable of doing that, they are misleading people and deceiving them. And one who deceives the soul is a great sinner. Some such people have not done any meditation in their life. They don't even know how to sit cross-legged. But they tell people, we are sadhus. Come, contact us, and we will liberate you. Those people don't know what is going to happen, even to them. And the poor people have the responsibility for all the disciples who are following them. Guru Nanak Sahib says, their condition is just like the mouse who doesn't know where to go and doesn't have any place to take refuge. And his tail is tied to a big thing and he cannot protect himself. So who is the real sadhu? Guru Nanak says, sadhu is one who has done the practices and within whom the Nam is manifested. He says, those who do the practices, those who do the sadhana, they become sadhu within whom the Nam is manifested. And then he says that by coming into contact with such a sadhu, we get the darshan of God. If we meet such a sadhu, then it means that we are meeting God. If we shake hands with such a sadhu, that means that we are shaking hands with God. If we touch the body of such a sadhu, that means that we are touching God. And we will leave off at that point. And we're going to continue in a talk that Sanchi gave here at Santpani in July of 1980. This is the seventh in the series of talks that he gave at that time on the Gaurivars of Guru Ram Dass. The talk was called Humility, Meekness, and Love.
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਜਨਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੀਜ ਕੇ ਆਏ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਅੱਜ ਵੱਢ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੱਜ ਬੀਜਾਂਗੇ ਉਹ ਅੱਗੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਖਾਣਾ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੱਢਣਾ ਹੈ
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਸੋਨ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਪਾਸਟ ਲਾਈਫ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਰੀਪਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਹਾਰਵੈਸਟਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਹੀਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਸੋ ਅ ਹੀਅਰ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਲਾਈਫ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਰੀਪ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਹਾਰਵੈਸਟ ਦੈਟ ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਡੂ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਟਾਈਮ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਸਫਰ ਦੀ ਰਿਐਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਲਾਈਫ ਟਾਈਮ Now he said that those on whom God is very much merciful and very gracious, he comes to the masters And after coming to the Master, he develops so much love and faith and yearning for the Master that even if he is told to wash the feet of the Master and drink that water, he will never hesitate in doing that, and he will understand his good fortune to be able to do that.
ਕਈ ਦਫਾ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਮਨ ਵੀ ਭਰਿਆ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅੱਖਾਂ 'ਚ ਪਾਣੀ ਵੀ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਦ ਕਈ ਘਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਈਦਾ ਹੈ, ਬੰਬੇ ਇੱਕ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਉਹ ਚਾਂਦੀ ਦੀ ਪਲੇਟ ਲਿਆਏ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੋਨਾਂ ਤੀਵੀਂ ਮਰਦ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਪੈਰ ਧੋ ਕੇ ਪੀਣੇ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਹੱਥ ਬੰਨ ਕੇ ਛੁੱਟਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮਾਫ ਕਰੋ.
Many times such souls on whom God is very much gracious, they become so much overwhelmed and they become so much moved by their yearning that they even move the Master, and Master are compelled to do anything what they want them to do. Last time when I went to Bombay, one couple came to me and they wanted to wash my feet and drink that water. They brought a silver plate and they requested me to let them do that. I folded both my hands to them and I told them that please forgive me, don't do that.
Isse tarah Hazur Maharaj Kripal jad mere ghar gaya hai, main vi unna de udale hoya, roya, akhan chon pani kadya ke mainu tu aap de charna jehde oh dhoke pee lain de, meri ede vich mainu badi shanti aayegi, tripti aayegi, lekin Hazur ne eh mauka nahi bakhsha siga, unne mainu galli la liya, bukal de vich le liya.
When Master Kripal came to my home, I also wept a lot and I also requested him, I begged him to let me wash his feet and drink that water. I told him that that water will bring a lot of peace to me, so he should allow me to do that. But he didn't let me do that, he didn't let me have that opportunity. And he involved me in talking and in the end he embraced me and in that way he quenched my thirst.
Lekin Guru Ram Das kehnde hai, jinnan de utte Paramatma daya karda hai, meher karda hai, oh sab lok laaj chhad ke Guru de charnan de vich aunda hai.
But Guru Ram Das ji said that those on whom God is very gracious and merciful, they give up all the public shame and like that, and they come to the Master and they do that.
Gure Satgur Piche Tar Gaya Jiyo Loha Kaath Sanguya.
Guru Ram Das badi achhi ik sundar misal de ke samjhaunde hai ke agar aapa sui vi pani ch sit gaye te oh dub jandi hai, hazaron man loha agar kaath de naal aapa la deiye ta oh tar janda hai, jis tarah loha kaath di sangat aur sobhat karke tar janda hai, ise tarah bhave eh kidda paida khota jeev hai, isne kitna vi apne aap nu kyon ni karma de janjal de vich chhadaya, eh ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਔਰ ਸੁਭ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਲੋਹਾ ਕਾਠ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਤਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਔਰ ਸੁਭਦ ਕਰਕੇ ਤਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਨਾਉ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਗਿਵਸ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਅ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ. ਹੀ ਸੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਡ੍ਰੌਪ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਪੁੱਟ ਅ ਨੀਡਲ, ਅ ਲਿਟਲ ਵੈਰੀ ਲਾਈਟ ਵੇਟਡ ਨੀਡਲ ਔਨ ਦ ਸਰਫੇਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ, ਇਟ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਡਰਾਊਨਡ. ਬਟ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਪੁੱਟ ਥਾਊਜ਼ੰਡਸ ਆਫ ਟਨਸ ਆਫ ਆਇਰਨ ਔਨ ਦ ਵੁੱਡ, it will remain on the surface and it can easily cross the water or whatever it is. In the same way, no matter how many bad deeds we have done, how many bad karmas we have, and no matter if we have not improved ourselves, but if we go in the company of the masters, we can easily cross this ocean of world by going in their company. As the iron crosses and as the iron remains on the surface or crosses the water after taking the help or going in the company of the wood, in the same way, coming in the company of the Master, we the sinners also can get liberation.
Jane nanak naam te aaye tu jap har har naam sukh hoya.
Hun kende sanu ki karna chahida hai, uthde bendyan sutyan jagdyan satguru to naam jadon assi lai liya hai, saadi eh duty hai ke phaile hoye khyal nu simran de jariye ekagar karke andar jaiye.
Now he said that what should we do when we have taken initiation from the Satguru, whether we are sitting or standing, sleeping or awake, we should do our simran and we should collect our scattered thoughts and go within.
ਬਾਹਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪੂਰਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਜਿਹੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਸ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਭਾਂਬੜ ਮਚ ਰਹੇ ਆ.
ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ Our mind doesn't let us develop love for the Master. Just go within, just a little bit. Go within, just a little bit. And you will see that how the flames of love are burning there.
ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅੱਜ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਔਖਾ ਹੈ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਉਠਾਉਣੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਦਫਾ ਹਿੰਮਤ ਕਰਕੇ, ਮਿਹਨਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਈਏ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ ਆਉਣਾ ਵੀ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ.
As now it is very difficult for us to go within. We are finding it very difficult to go within. But if with our efforts and with Master's grace, if once with all our efforts and His grace we go in the within, then it will become very difficult for us to come out.
ਵੜ ਭਾਗੀਆ ਸੁਹਾਗਣੀ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਏ.
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਉਹ ਵੱਡੇ ਭਾਗਾਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਸੁਹਾਗਣਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਇਸ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਿਲ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ.
Now he said that fortunate and blessed are those souls who have got the perfect master in this lifetime.
ਅੰਤਰ ਜੋਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਗਾਸੀਆ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਮ ਸਮਾਏ.
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਦੀਵਾ ਬਾਲ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
Now he said that Master lights or burns the lamp of Shabad Naam in our within, and when we meditate, the light goes on increasing, and everywhere there is light.
Eho sarir savan param hai jis andar sachche ki vich jyot gujar tan vich ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਸੇਵਕ ਕਡੈ ਖੋਤ.
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਹੈ ਇਹੀ ਸੱਚਾ ਮੰਦਰ ਹੈ, ਇਹੀ ਸੱਚਾ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹੀ ਸੱਚਾ ਧਰਮ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਾਖਲ ਹੋਣਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਜੋਤ, ਆਪਣਾ ਨਾਦ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ.
Now he says that this body is the real temple, real gurdwara, and to enter in this body is the real act, real and true religious act, because God has kept His light, kept His sound within the body, and to enter in this real temple of God is the true religious act.
Shabad ose vele band hoega, jot ose vele bujhegi, jad sada aakhri waqt hunda hai, jamman to leke akhir tak oh sade andar maujood hundi hai.
The sound will stop ringing in our within and the light will stop burning in our within. Only when our time of death will come. Since our birth till our death, both sound and light remain present in our within.
ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਬੜਾ ਕੁਛ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੈ. ਜੋ ਵੀ ਦਿਸਦੀ ਅਣਦਿਸਦੀ ਸ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟੀ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਉਹ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ.
God has kept many other things within the body. All the seen and unseen creation which is created, we can see all that after going in our within.
Agar assi asthool duniya ch hai ta asthool duniya na sada talak hai is di sanu jankari hundi hai. Agar assi sukshm de vich janne hai ta sukshm di sanu jankari hundi hai. Agar karan desh de vich janne hai ta utthe sade karan desh de lokan na jankari hundi hai.
If we are in the physical body, we have the contacts with the physical world and we know about the physical world. When we go in the astral, when we start working in the astral body, we come in the contact of the astral plane and we get the information, we get to know about the astral things. In the same way, when we start functioning in the causal body, we come in the contact with causal plane, and in that way we start knowing the things of the causal plane.
Guru vi agar assi asthool sharir de vich hai sade oh samne asthool sharir ch baitha hai sadiyan har gallan da jawab dinda hai sade andar naam japan da shauk mire ਤੜਫ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਰੂਪ ਧਾਰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਾਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਿਰਮਲ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਪਿਓਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ. ਜੈਸਾ ਜੈਸਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਤਰੱਕੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਵੀ ਵੈਸਾ ਹੀ ਵੈਸਾ ਰੂਪ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਧਾਰਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਇਫ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਬੋਡੀ, ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਲਸੋ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੇਕਨ ਅਪ ਦ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਬੋਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ answers to all our questions. He develops within us the yearning to go within. He tells us about the devotion of God and things like that. And when we withdraw from the physical body and start working in the astral body, Master also appears there in his astral form. And after that, when we go in the causal body, Master comes there in his causal body. And the form of the Master in the causal plane is the Shabad. And when we withdraw from there and go to Parbrahm, Master comes in the form of the pure Shabad. And as we go on progressing, as we go on withdrawing from one body to and go in another body, and as we go on progressing in the inner planes, Master also changes his forms and he appears in our within according to our progress.
ਉੱਥੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਅੰਦਰ ਉੱਪਰਲੇ ਮੰਡਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮੰਡਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਸਦਾ ਜੋ ਸਤਿਕਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਿਆਰ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਕੁੱਲ ਮਾਲਕ ਹੈ
ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਦ ਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਇਨਰ ਪਲੇਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਮੱਚ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਹਿਸ ਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਦੈਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੈਨ ਦ ਰੀਅਲ ਲਵ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਮਸ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਅਸ
ਸਭ ਹੈ ਆਤਮ ਰਾਮ ਪਛਾਣਿਆ ਇੱਕ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਇੱਕ ਮੰਨਿਆ ਇੱਕੋ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਸ਼ਰਵਣ ਸਰੋਤ
ਹੁਣ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕਮਾਈ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਿਉਂ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਤਨਾ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ
Why do masters emphasize on doing meditation? Because the meaning of their putting emphasis on meditation is that they say that you go in the within and see that whatever we are telling, whatever we are teaching you, is that correct or not?
ਬਾਹਰ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਧੋਖਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਬਾਹਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਭਰਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਗਰ 10 ਆਦਮੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਕਹਿਤਾ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਠੀਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਸਾਡਾ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਟੁੱਟ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ 10 ਆਦਮੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਕਹਿ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਪੂਰਾ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਡਾ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਵੱਧ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਡਾਵਾਂ ਡੋਲੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਡਿਲੂਡਿੰਗ ਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਗੋ ਬਾਈ ਦੀ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਇਫ ਫਿਊ ਪੀਪਲ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ our faith in that master is broken and if few people say that he is a good master he is a perfect master we start believing in him and in that way we are always in this position up and down and that is why we are never able to make our faith strong enough in the master
and we will conclude this satsang with Sanchi's bhajan duniya de vicharuhate page 199 the souls do not remain in this world forever Those who sit in meditation earn the profit and take it with them. All have to go, leaving this world. It was our home, but now it has become another's. If it were in our control, why would our soul bear the pain of separation? Everyone craved for beauty and youth, but who can erase what is written in their fate? The souls bear the pains, and enjoy the comforts according to their karma. Those who have sacrificed their body and mind for the Master and became grateful to him, understanding his will as sweet, they do not go in the cycle of 84 again. Hail Kirpal, you liberated the souls after coming and removed the diseases of poor Ajab. Those who get on the path reach their destination. The souls do not remain in this world forever. Those who sit in meditation earn the profit and take it with them. Duniya de Vicharuhate, page 199.
Duniya de Vicharuhate sadhane orendiya. ਲਾਹਕਤ ਕੇ ਜਾਨ ਭਜਨ ਜੋ ਬੈਂਦੀਆ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਸਾਧਨੇ ਓ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆ ਲਾਹਕਤ ਕੇ ਜਾਨ ਭਜਨ ਜੋ ਬੈਂਦੀਆ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਸਾਧਨੇ ਓ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆ ਚੰਦ ਕੇ ਜਹਾਨ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਤੁਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਹਪਨ ਹੈ ਕਰ ਹੁਣ ਹੋਇਆ ਬੇਗਾਨਾ ਚੰਦ ਜੇ ਚਾਹਨ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਤੁਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਆਪਣ ਹੈ ਗਰ ਹੁਣ ਹੋਇਆ ਬੇਗਾਨਾ ਆਪਣ ਬਸ ਜੇ ਹੁੰਦ ਜੁਦਾਇਨ ਕੰਨ ਸੇਂਦੀਆ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਸਾਧਨੇ ਓ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆ ਲਾਹਾ ਕਤ ਕੇ ਜਾਨ ਭਜਨ ਜੋ ਬੈਂਦੀਆ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਸਾਧਨੇ ਓ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆ ਹੁਸਨ ਜਵਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਹਰ ਕੋਈ ਜਾਵੇ ਮਤ ਦੀਆ ਲਿਖੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੌਣ ਮਿਤਾਵੇ ਹੁਸਨ ਜਵਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਹਰ ਕੋਈ ਚਾਵੇ ਮਤ ਦੀਆ ਲਿਖੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੌਣ ਮਿਤਾਵੇ ਕਰਮ ਦੇ ਅਨੁਸਾਰ ਤੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਸੁੱਖ ਸਹਿੰਦੀਆ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਸਾਧਨੇ ਓ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆ ਲਾਹਾ ਕਤ ਕੇ ਜਾਨ ਭਜਨ ਚੋ ਬੈਂਦੀਆ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਸਾਧਨੇ ਓ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਤਨ ਮਨ ਵਾਰਿਆ ਬਨਮਿਤ ਮਨ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰਿਆ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਤਨ ਮਨ ਵਾਰਿਆ ਬਨਮਿਤ ਮਨ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰਿਆ ਚੌਰਸੀ ਦੇ ਗਿੱਧ ਫਿਰ ਨਾ ਪੈਂਦੀਆ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਸਾਧਨੇ ਓ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆ ਲਾਹਾ ਕਤ ਕੇ ਜਾਨ ਭਜਨ ਚੋ ਬੈਂਦੀਆ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਸਾਧਨੇ ਓ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆ ਧਨ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਰੂਹ ਨਾਨਕ ਤੇ ਤਾਰਿਆਂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਬਜਾਇ ਬਦੀਆ ਕਤੀਆਂ ਬਿਮਾਰੀਆਂ ਧਨ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਰੂਹ ਨਾਨਕ ਤੇ ਤਾਰਿਆਂ ਗਾਰੇ ਬਜਾਇ ਬਦੀਆ ਕਤੀਆਂ ਬਿਮਾਰੀਆਂ ਮੰਜ਼ਿਲ ਤੇ ਕਰ ਜਨ ਜੋ ਰਸ ਤੇ ਪੈਂਦੀਆ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਸਾਧਨੇ ਓ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆ ਲਾਹਾ ਕਤ ਕੇ ਜਾਨ ਭਜਨ ਜੋ ਮੈਂਦੀਆ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਸਾਧਨੇ ਓ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆ
The souls do not remain in this world forever. Those who sit in meditation earn the profit and take it with them. May God bless us all.